Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish-backed rebels have taken at least four villages and one town from Kurdish-led forces in northern Syria. The Turkish military, along with its Syrian rebel allies, is in its fifth day of a campaign to drive Kurdish forces and Islamic militants out of the Syrian border town of Jarablus. There are reports that Turkish airstrikes claim the lives of at least 35 civilians in the border area. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkish airstrikes, supported by artillery, attacked Syrian villages Sunday close to Turkey's border that were under the control of U.S.-allied Kurdish militia. Turkish military officials say 25 Kurdish militia members were killed and denied there were any civilian fatalities. In the same statement, the military said it's committed to protecting civilians under international law. Fighting has escalated since Turkey launched its Syrian operation Wednesday. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Officials say Afghan security forces are preparing to retake an eastern border district that fell to the Taliban on Saturday. The Taliban overran and captured Janik Hail district of Paktika province. Local authorities say dozens of Afghan troops were killed in the fighting. Bolivian officials have accused three miners, including the president of a mining federation, of killing the country's deputy interior minister. 40 miners have been detained in the case. Rodolfo Illanes was killed and beaten to death Thursday by striking miners after he went to the town of Ponduro to mediate a conflict over mining laws. An autopsy found that he died of trauma to the brain and thorax. Protest leader Carlos Manami was charged Saturday with murder and aggravated robbery. This is VOA News. Iran has arrested a member of a team that played a role in negotiating the recent nuclear agreement with world powers. According to the IRNA news agency, judiciary spokesman Ghulam Hossein Mohseni Ije said Sunday that a spy who had infiltrated the nuclear team was released on bail after being held in jail for a few days. The negotiator's identity was not disclosed, but he is still under investigation. Last year, Iran agreed to curb its nuclear program in exchange for relief from most global economic sanctions. U.S. Republican presidential contender Donald Trump told a crowd in Iowa Saturday that policies of the Democratic Party are to blame for what he called the deplorable conditions in many of our inner cities. He has called Hillary Clinton, his Democratic opponent in the November 8th presidential election, a bigot. Political opinion polls are showing Clinton with a huge lead over Trump among black and Hispanic voters. Trump's campaign says he plans to visit black communities in the coming weeks to make direct appeals for their support, including a stop in the troubled city of Detroit, Michigan. Italian officials have opened an investigation to focus on different structures that collapsed in Wednesday's earthquake. Regional public prosecutors say they will investigate why recently constructed public buildings, as well as private property owners who have altered ancient houses in ways that breached building codes. Italy marked a day of national mourning Saturday for the nearly 300 people confirmed to have been killed in the earthquake. Muslim extremists who support the Islamic State group have staged a jailbreak in the southern Philippines, freeing eight of their fellow radicals. Officials say at least 20 members of the Maute militant group raided the jail in Marawi on Saturday, allowing at least 15 other detainees to escape. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan reiterated his support for the death penalty, saying its reinstatement is backed by a majority of Turks. At a rally Sunday, Mr. Erdogan told hundreds of people that his remarks are also directed at members of the Turkish parliament. The impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff continued a third day of testimony Saturday, with senators interrogating two witnesses called by the defense. Ms. Rousseff is on trial for allegedly breaking rules regarding the administration of the government budget. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.